It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 842.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
You were just telling me you had an update in regards to the size of your whole block.
my block, my piece of land that has a house on it that I don't own.
My piece of land.
Oh, my little slice of heaven that I don't own. No, it's a rental. And I was just looking at the block size because we were talking about blocks last week. Big block, 600 and something square meterage of beautiful unowned land.
Someone owns it, just not you.
Yeah. All the people that paid all the money for it. Technically, you don't ever own it. It is, no, but even like when you're paying, think about paying any land tax. Like even, so when I went to this centre of Queensland, took me bloody 10 hours to get there and cost about $1,400. You still pay land tax even though you're 2 hours from any other human and you're in the, and there's nothing around you. Yeah. It's, and you're driving down a dirt road. It's, I mean, it's probably, you know, you'd never own a property if you were really sour on it. You're like, Matt, don't want to give it to them.
Unless, I mean, a lot of people, it feels like they're sort of creating their own sovereign states.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, it's, I mean, I'm sure there are people that have claimed something and never paid a cent of land tax somewhere in the world.
No, that happens all the time. There's like, there's a bunch of places.
So it's Fat Friday. I sound, this is it's great because I've just gone down to the bakery, and it's something that it basically is the essence of Fat Friday. You know, you just choose to sort of get something you wouldn't normally get, and most of the time when I go to the bakery, it's an interesting one. It's a bakery cafe, so it sells great premium coffee, but also does high end bakery goods.
So the they have bakers that would be working there in the middle of the night. They're drinking all press, they're good coffee.
Yeah, they do great coffee. Anyway, this, I just thought, let me just get something that I wouldn't normally get.
I bought a chocolate eclair.
No. Isn't that sickening? It's a quiche Lorraine. It's a breakfast quiche.
And is the Lorraine? Well, I actually don't know what a quiche Lorraine is.
I just bought
Lorraine
it because of the name Lorraine.
Is it because, like, is that a common thing, or is that, like, going to...
Yeah. It's a popular quiche, and it's made by a woman named Lorraine.
Can you find out the Lorraine bit? Why
it's... a quiche, and I've just seen the quiche bit. Why quiche Lorraine? Quiche Lorraine, named after Lorraine region of France. So, technically, it's not we're not in Lorraine. So, I'm just eating a fucking quiche. This is annoying.
I thought, like, I actually thought it was going to be like Lorraine from Ballarat or something. You know, like it has the, like,
oh, no,
you know,
no,
like
no.
A nice, just a lady that's making quiches.
Yeah, Peter's pies.
Yeah.
And exactly. Peter made them. No, well, I
ordered a toasty. You were saying I was going to get you a toasty. And I've, from an admin perspective, I've got things set up so I can Uber Eats. And I'm getting the brekkie from Toaster and Co. And the arrival time is 8:15 and it's currently 8:03. So stick around to see me get my toasty live on air.
This is good. Live orders coming through. Sitting in bed last night and I just had this moment. I'm watching Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know what's happened to him?
Yeah, his family's got COVID, yeah?
He's got COVID.
He's got
his girls
well.
Have got COVID. His wife has COVID. They all at least had it and or recovering. You could hear he sort of had a little bit. You know, it's fun seeing a guy who's just like so ripped and rock hard. Looks like, you know, looks like a fucking antelope. He's just got the little nasal, like he's a bit sniffly.
Oh, really?
just brings him down slightly.
Is he telling people be careful out there?
Okay, so he's saying that, you know, he was quite strict. He's like, was sort of implementing the right strategies and, you know, been isolating since March and, you know, working less, and he still fucked it. he had a family friend come over, and they didn't know that they had it. He didn't know they had it.
This is how it works, yeah.
And he's now got it. And he just did this real rant about, you know, discipline. And you guys all know me. I'm disciplined. Mm-hmm. It's a real trait for The Rock, is that he's the most disciplined mofo around. Like, discipline with food, with training, his work ethic, you know, when it comes to movies and being on set. Like, if you've ever seen behind the scenes, he's like, he's the guy that would be so disciplined on a, you know, like a junket, you know, where you're doing like 40 interviews in a day. I'm sure he would be getting himself in tip-top shape and making sure he's fed. And the discipline goes beyond, like, I think he uses discipline of getting into that optimum place. And so it's like, you know, working the most, or it's like, it's this real, like, he embodies discipline, I think.
Sure.
And here I am in bed, as I take a slice of cake and put it in my mouth, I just start feeling. I was like, The Rock.
That's great.
The Rock would be sick. And here I am eating my fucking birthday cake 4 days later.
No, that's good. That's what you meant to do with birthday cake.
Yeah, I know. But I felt very useless. And I thought The Rock would be very disappointed. And I started thinking about my discipline and where that lies. And where do you think I'm disciplined? And where do you think I'm not?
I think you are.
As I take a bite of my quiche Lorraine.
No, I think that you. I think you pride yourself on being a pretty disciplined guy. I think that you're. No, I think you are disciplined. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think. Once I've decided on something.
Yeah.
I then can. I was working it out. I have to decide, like, really. Mm-hmm. Internally, you know, you can just sort of say yes to something where you're just really like, nah, it's time.
You struggle changing your mind, I think, maybe. Like, it's like, nah, I'm doing it. Like, whereas, like, I sometimes it works to my advantage, but I'll change my mind. Like, I'll be like hell bent on something. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is what's happening. And then if it's not like, if I don't think it's the right thing, not that it's not working, because I know that things take time, but I think that you'll hold on to things. Like, even if, whether it's working or not working, you're like, nah, I said I'm going to do it. That's an admirable trait, I think.
Which, yeah, maybe that's the discipline to see it through. I mean, that you can definitely pick apart the negatives and positives of that approach and vice versa. But I think there's, what is discipline? It's deciding on some kind of action.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all centered around discipline is to not do something or to do something.
Yeah.
And then your ability to stick at that. And so it requires some action. And so I was thinking about like what could a discipline that I enforce for the rest of the month and what could that be? And it has to be an action.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I've gone down a rabbit hole just looking online, but I was thinking removing the use of any other sort of application, like your note taking bullshit, you know, your drafts, crap, like every other sort of whiz bang thing that is around, and only using. So the thing is eliminating everything else because that's where the problem starts, and only using Asana for the rest of the month. What do you think?
I mean, I'll give it a round of applause, but I don't think it deserves it. But the way that you're speaking...
Don't worry, I wasn't setting it up like, this wasn't an announcement. I'm just actually floating.
Well, the way you said it really felt like an announcement.
I know, I got halfway through. I was like, this really feels like I'm dropping something big, but I'm not.
Yeah, you were just trying to work out the quiche had tomato in it or just on the outside. But the... I think it's a great idea for people who don't know. Asana is a project management sort of tool where you have all of your tasks. I like that. The reason I like it is because it then has a benefit for a team as well.
Yeah.
Where you can be, you know, you can be doing all of that. But do you think...
Would you use that instead of notes? I think I could create a notes section. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's anything to And the reason I brought up the Asana thing is because as a business, mm-hmm. we want to use it. But these tools are only good if everyone is disciplined mm-hmm. and using them.
Yeah.
And so, it's easy for me to say we should all be in there. But if I'm not fucking disciplined enough mm-hmm. to use it religiously, and the thing about it is if you even... Maybe the discipline thing is a way to start and make a habit stick. And so you could say, I'm disciplined to do something whether I like it or not, which in a month after using something every day and not having the ability to open up other programs means that it just creates the pathway. And so by the time, you know, The Rock says he's disciplined, but he's also got the habit of being up at 5 a.m. every day lifting heavy shit.
Yeah, maybe. So he doesn't, like, I feel like discipline potentially... Discipline, are you right, mate? You're good. He's just getting a cash. I think discipline potentially overstates the thing that needs to be done. It's like it doesn't have to be crazy and hard. Like not using everything else and just using Asana, that's probably like on the extreme end. The discipline could be anything that needs to be done that's going to take more than... 2 minutes for you to do, you put it in. My Uber Eats has arrived. I've said I've arrived.
Oh, great.
Now, this is where the blow up happens. So,
all right, David Blaine, look out.
Hang on. Yep. So the reason why I'm about to blow up, and tell me, like maybe I'm being an asshole. So the place that I got this from. Is 200 meters away, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's in a car.
Yep.
And I bet that the issue is going to be he's going to be like, he's not going to want to drop it at my door. He's going to want me to come out because he's in his car.
That is a classic Uber case, mm-hmm. which early days, I actually have a video of this. I was looking through my old videos and I saw me on the couch and I was like, watch this guy. So this is before podcast. This is
the bell. You're going.
This is BP before podcast.
Yeah.
And you were on the phone to the Uber driver and you were looking down at him because at one point they were offering like a refund or some kind of they don't come to your door and deliver it, we'll pay for it. And so
that's my bell. Hang on.
Okay,
there.
No, this is good. Yeah, so I have footage of Josh on the phone sternly saying to this gentleman in a friendly manner, wasn't sort of aggressive, but stern. You know, it's like dad telling you, wipe your ass, you got to, don't not. Anyway, so he's looking down, he said, just come and press blah, 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 and come up to the top. And he could see this guy was in the car and had sort of double parked because he was going to pull the shifty. The guy ends up parking and coming to the door, which meant Josh didn't get it for free, which he kind of wanted it for free, but he didn't get it for free. So now here we are again, but there's no reward at the end of this. Like he doesn't get it for free if that guy doesn't do it. But it's COVID days, so you can't really. I mean, people are kind of a bit skeptical. Oh, I was at the, when I was picking up this quiche Lorraine, I was ordering and I had my mask on and the two guys were just, you know, friendly. And then all of a sudden I pulled my mask down, Gronk move, to quickly get my, to pay, you know, open it up with my face ID. And then they both were like, one of the barista was like, oh, Tommy, g'day, mate. And the other guy was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. They didn't realize it was me based on the mask, but they were my hat. I wasn't wearing a hat. And they're like, you're the hat guy. And so, anyway, fun banter about me not being in a hat. And now we're here. And I'm telling that silly, shitty story while Josh goes and gets his Uber order. Here he is. And he's got it. Fuck, that was quick. That means he came up.
Yeah. He was lovely. So, the thing is, I...
And he's in the room. Welcome to the show. No,
this is great.
Callum.
This is good. So he the photo that he sent, lovely guy. But I didn't bring my phone with me, like, to the into the other room. And so normally sometimes they'll say, hey, the your food's here, and it'll be a photo of your Uber Eats bag. And so anyway, I didn't have my phone, so I just had to guess. I'm like, is he going to knock, or should I just open and check? And so anyway,
yep,
I opened the door and checked. And as when I opened the door, this is very confusing, the apartment next across from me, who actually has a mat that would be against what's the legislation called? You know, you can't have mats.
Oh, body corporate. You can't corporate, have. Yeah. You can't hang sheets on the balcony, mm-hmm, and you can't use mats in the hallways.
Yeah.
Weird, but anyway.
But anyway, there was an Uber Eats bag on their mat, but there's no Uber Eats bag on mine. And I just looked, so I was like, oh, this is confusing. Have they ordered? Like, I had respect. I was like, not respect, but I was like, didn't feel so bad about ordering Uber Eats at 8:15. And then the guy came running down the hall. He said, sorry. And then he must have realized. And so the photo that I've been sent is the one of the it's on the mat. It's on the wrong door.
Yeah, I get it. Mate, I tell you what,
I fucking get it.
Pre-COVID day versus COVID day. The fact that you once let an Uber driver dropping off a order in to take a piss in your apartment.
Use the bathroom. We don't know what he did in there.
Now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's full on, isn't it?
Mate, that is never, like, you would never do that now. Like, I know people need to take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
The something funny that I've been thinking about is theatre rooms.
As in medical?
No. Like having a theatre room at your house. A cinema room.
Yep.
So,
couch.
And so anyway, Dave Lee Down Under, who we've had on the show, love him, he's great.
He actually lives quite close to me.
Yeah, he's in Eltham. Epic theatre room. And Bree saw it last night. And she said something about her theatre room, and it reminded me of when she was a kid, and it reminded me. Yeah. So the funny thing was, so she had one. She said she had one. She talked about the theatre room. I went in the theatre room. The thing is, I could never break it to her until last night. It was just a lounge room.
She called it a theatre room.
They called it a theatre room. It was a slightly bigger TV. But it was in the front bit of the house. Like when you walked in, it was the hallway. Like it was completely open. So my question is, when is it a lounge room, and when can you start calling it a theatre room?
Okay, Amy's bestie up in Sydney, mm-hmm, where we do like a family. When I say family, the family friends Chrissy. We go to their place, and when the kids get tuckered out, they go to the theatre room. The theatre room has a big sort of sliding door that is opens up, and you're on the kitchen. But then there's the kitchen and an open plan with a lounge room with a TV on the wall. And so we do all the presents around the TV and the couches, which is the lounge room. And then there's another room, which is the theatre room. If you... The thought is, if you have two rooms dedicated to watching television, one is the big one with the big TV and the projector, that's your theatre room. I don't know if you can call the theatre room just the one room where you watch telly.
So what's the difference between a family room and a lounge room?
I don't know what a family room is. You're rich and you live in Brighton, you've got both.
Yeah, so you have a family... Like, we had a lounge room and a family room.
You had a lounge... Okay.
So, a lounge room was like at the front, and the butlers...
Well, they used to be living rooms. They used to be like a living room where you...
That's a funny joke. I said the butlers would hang in the lounge room.
Well, there was... Back in the day, the houses would have a dining room,
mm-hmm,
to actually eat.
Formal dining
room. A meal.
Yeah.
A formal dining room. Outrageous.
Silly. Yeah, don't need it.
Silly. Mm-hmm. We had one where I grew up. That became a bedroom.
Do you think bedrooms? Do you think that eventually it will get to a point where houses will have built-in sort of things to be able to get their Uber Eats? Like imagine a bain-marie that sits outside your house, and that like they bring the food and it goes into there.
The best is a motel that we used to stay at as a family down in Flinders. And it was one of the, you know, dingy old motel, you know, spa area, sauna, just crappy rooms, but just that sort of real great feel of a family holiday. Mm-hmm. And they even let dogs stay. And anyway, there was at the front of these rooms a little, it almost looked like a little manhole with a door on it. And in the morning, you could order your bacon and eggs. And they would come. And it's not fancy at all. Not fancy at all. Just basic bacon and eggs. They would come and open this little door, slide the tray in, close it behind you. And then on the other side, it's like the banks when you used to put the money into that thing and slide it across to the teller. I could imagine big... I think it's a big choice for a Metricon to start implementing these into their home build. Just for fucking takeaway food. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Sure.
Don't know. How is your sandwich?
It is really good. Yeah, but the thing I discovered the other day, not that hard to do your own good toasty. I got criticised by Tony. You should actually go listen to One Trick Tony. Great app.
Look on your teeth. He's missing a tooth. It's green.
Got a bit of green, bit of rocket.
Yeah, it's gone. Sorry, I will just say on that One Trick Tony, great episode. Thank you, Tony, for sharing. Mm-hmm. It was quite raw and open and generous.
Yeah,
we love you, Tony.
We love you, Tony. It was a great episode, and but she was criticizing me the other day because we were having a chat. And we sort of just end up FaceTiming, and I'll just like, especially if I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling great or whatever, we just FaceTime each other. And FaceTiming her, I'm like, I don't know what to eat. And she was just going through the list of what I could eat. She's like, how about some fruit? I'm like, nah, I don't want fruit. And then, so I ended up getting peanut butter, like just having a spoonful of peanut butter. But she was saying, I was thinking about getting a toasted sandwich delivered. And it just blew her mind because she's like, do you know toasted sandwiches are like the easiest fucking thing in the world to make? And so I've been doing that, but I haven't been doing – and I've got a toasted sandwich. Like I've got the sandwich press.
You're going to make it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to make it. But we've been doing the open slice. Like I feel that the problem with the toasted sandwich –
hang on. In the oven.
Yes.
That's – That's grilled cheese. That's grilled fucking... Is that not that's the, not a toasted
very
sandwich.
It's very similar. So going to say is a grilled cheese is actually better than a toasted sandwich because a grilled cheese, cool. It's like you're getting two... Because you don't appreciate the two slices of bread. You don't. It's a single thing. You're just eating it. It's a single thing. When you have... It's like a bagel. I like... So I used to be the guy... Especially when you get pastrami or things like that from a bagel shop, you need to have it in its sandwich form. You need to have it completely together. You then cut it in half and then you have a half-half. You know, the way that you can basically double the amount of bagel that you're having without adding any more ingredients and actually changing anything is by taking the lid off the bagel and then you have two bagels. Do you know what I'm saying? And so that's what grilled cheese does. So grilled cheese, like, because Bree says, oh, do you want, we can make it a toasty if you want. I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
They're different foods, though. They're not the same. You can't call grilled cheese on toast.
Is it like a profiterole versus a chocolate eclair?
Oh,
same
we've ended
ingredients
up here,
done different.
Yeah, true. You got your bread, you got your cheese, and No, I know what you mean, but really, to if you, there is an appreciation you need to have for a toasted sandwich. You know, mate, something I grew up on.
I have so much appreciation. I don't want it to look or seem like I'm bashing the toasty at all. I love toasties.
Yeah, look, some people have built empires on toasted sandwiches, mate.
Who?
So, some people.
There was a place called Toaster, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Was it called Toaster? It was in the city and it was just like a toaster, this place, doing very well. I think it's like they've got like a pub that they've converted or whatever. But there was a place where it was like in a, there was like a Guzmán y Gómez, there was all these other things, and there was like this toaster. It was a new place. It was like franchised. Yeah. And they went under very quickly because it's like if you're paying a commercial lease and you're just selling toasted sandwiches in the CBD, you need to fucking charge $70 a sandwich to make that work.
I know. Well, do you remember
was it called
there
toaster?
Was a place in the Melbourne CBD called Jaffel Shoot.
That was one that and actually explain what happened.
Well, let me just double check that it was Jaffel
Shoot. Leon Sjogren was a big fan, I believe. He was...
I think they're not... I don't think they're around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I think the... Definitely not in the COVID times. But it was one of those gimmicks of they would put a Jaffel in a little bag and attach a parachute to it, a small one, like you get on your little G.I. Joe figurine, like your little army figurines.
Did you have one of them?
Throw around. I had heaps of them.
I should buy some.
Go to the news agency and, you know, mum's picking up a paper and I'm saying, please get me some fucking army figurines. Anyway, got them. But they would put a Jaffel on a parachute and throw it out a window. And so you will have ordered it and paid for it. Mm-hmm. And you stand on this X and then it floats down and you eat it like a hipster in a side alleyway. Jaffel shoot. Like, you see how it's just like, oh, my God. Be two gronks like us just coming up with this great idea.
I like it as an idea. It's great.
It's great. But scale and speed, like you said, if you're willing to pay 70
bucks.
It's
not really fast, is it? It's like, like you have to get the parachute every time. You need to, like, there's a lot. Like, how many toasties did they lose? Like, how many just fucking got caught by the wind? Winter, when it's raining, everyone's complaining they're cold and soggy.
I know. I don't think it's... I think Jaffel Shoot might have been the one in the States.
Really? But, it was something very similar. I feel like Jaffel Shoot rings a bell.
Look, someone thought they had a unique idea and next minute. There's people everywhere around the world doing it. But it was fun and it was in Melbourne. I never went, but I looked at it when I was roving, reporting, wanting to do a story on it for a radio show that I worked on.
Before we go, I wanted to bring up our new phone number, our big media company phone number.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, this zero thing is out of control.
Okay, so, yeah, we've invested. It sounds like a silly thing to invest in. A phone number.
Yeah, we've got phone numbers.
We've got phone numbers coming out of our ears. Yeah.
So, we do. Honest. And so, I got a phone call to the big media phone number. And the number is 03-9981-0408. Now, if you Google that number, 03-9981-0408, what will come up is not Big Media Company at the moment. And this is what I worked out when I got a call on Monday from a guy and he said, "Hi, is Jared there?" I said, no, Jared's not here. And sort of ended the call. And I looked up Jared's last name. I was like, okay, there's a few Jareds. One of them works at zero. Okay, interesting. Then we got another call. And it was from a voicemail, left a voicemail. It was a lady and she's saying, "Hey, just having some issues with working out how to reconcile something. Can you please give us a call back?" And then I Googled our phone number. And when you Google our phone number, what you'll find is Big Media Company's phone number used to be Xero's phone number, the accounting software. And so now every time a Gronk has – you can see why Xero got fucking rid of it. Because every time someone has a question about how to reconcile something, they call.
Oh, it is a number my mum would find. Mm-hmm. It's like somehow next minute you're on the phone to Facebook because you've found some number. Mm-hmm. They do a good job, a lot of these companies, of when they get bigger, just removing any ability to contact through a phone.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Sometimes you want to speak to a real person. That's why we have phone numbers for our business.
Company, you know.
You want to speak to a real person? Give us a call.
Anyway,
but you're not getting Justin. You're not going to reach Justin Jared, from zero. Jared, whatever.
Yeah, sorry, getting bogged down. Yeah, I need to get Jared's number so I can convert, like, can transfer the calls. I mean,
maybe we need to sort of do a partnership with Xero where we do offer up sort of, you know, if someone calls through, we really talk. Look, sorry you're experiencing issues with Xero. We use Xero as a business and we think they're really great. Maybe we could start to, I could help them. I know how to fucking do shit in Xero.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to do it. Yeah, so call. Actually, the Xero hotline, not associated with Xero, but yeah, we will answer your calls. And if we can't, we'll make a video or a podcast. Yeah, put them onto our account. That's a great idea. Uh-huh. Yeah, we say to them, have you got an accountant that you're happy with? Because we can help you there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's an idea. I wonder how, like, I wonder if anyone's done that. I wonder if any company has taken... Like it's dodgy getting the old number of a competitor who's changed their number. Well, I mean, it would only work with very specific industries, right?
Definitely. What about domain names? Can you do that? Like a similar domain, or is that illegal?
No, I mean, if it's so .com.au, you need to it needs to be associated to your business name.
Yes. Yeah.
But .coms, no, you could. I mean, it's poor form. But you could do it if it's like goes out of business. Sometimes these things, you know, they go out of business and they don't have like a liquidator that's picking up all of the digital pieces. And so, I don't know. Anyway, so it's interesting. So, I feel that there's something for like Xero's a cool company. Like I think if you'd there could have been way worse. It's not like there's going to be debt collectors calling for Xero. Like I think it's a fun little thing and we can just deal with it for now. And then if I'm getting too many calls, if I spend all my time in Xero on calls, we can work out what to do then.
That's good. All right, guys. Cool. Happy Friday. Happy Fat Fridays.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Have a good one. See ya.
See you tomorrow.